Annette Rose of Muncie has already gone solar and says the savings can't be beat.
It was very exciting that first couple of months, but now it's very commonplace. And our monthly bill is somewhere around $7.60 a month, and that's our service to be connected to the network.
She and volunteers from Solarize Indiana are hoping others will follow in her environmentally friendly footsteps. This shift to solar has been successful in Columbus and Bloomington, and several Muncie nonprofit organizations added solar panels 2 years ago. The group says homeowners with solar panels see a return on their initial investment in about 7.5 years, and the panels will improve their home's value. But those cost-saving benefits are on a time crunch in Indiana. A bill passed by legislators and signed by Indiana Governor Eric Holcomb this year eliminates net metering in the state. Net metering allows solar panel users to be credited for the energy they create and don't use, usually lowering and sometimes eliminating their electric bill. While the law goes into effect in 2018, those who have solar by December 31st of this year will get to benefit from net metering for the next 30 years. It's for that reason Carolyn Van, the creator of Solarize Indiana, is hoping people will invest sooner rather than later.
It makes sense to do it this year if you were thinking about it anyway because of the net metering going away gradually over time. It's a win-win because it is so maintenance-free and it lasts so long.
Solarize Indiana connects people with solar panel contractor Third Sun Solar. The company offered a competitive group rate and the ability to install equipment quickly. But to get all panels installed by that December 31st deadline, Hoosiers have to commit to installation by September 15th. Daniel Stallings of Muncie was at Solarize Indiana's last informational meeting.
Yeah, I thought it was very informative, and it did address quite a few questions that I and other folks had, and it did increase my interest.
Solarize Indiana's next meeting is Tuesday night at Muncie's Unitarian Universalist Church, which added grant-funded solar panels to its building in late 2015. In Muncie, Esther Bauer, IPR News.